This is meditation exercise number 11. All those of you who have been meditating should sit in the position that I have taught you, in a straight back chair, with both feet flat on the floor, with your hand by your side, and prepare to meditate. Bring your consciousness up to the light, where it might receive correction, where it is able to bear the view of its own iniquities, and repent. Concentrate then on your right hand, and it is important that you concentrate on your right hand. Be aware of your right hand. Conscious of your right hand, and your right hand will begin to tingle. Your right hand will begin to tingle just a little bit, as though you were looking through the middle of your forehead. Be aware of your right hand until the gentle awareness of being aware of your right hand will cause it to tingle. You will feel the blood flowing into it. It will feel a tingling as though the blood was flowing into it. And just be aware of that tingling, that warm tingling in your hand that comes anytime you concentrate or become aware of any part of your body. Your right hand, as though you're looking through the middle of your forehead, be aware of your right hand, as though you were funneling your attention through the middle of your forehead, down your right arm, and into each finger in turn. Conscious of each finger in turn, first finger a tingle. The awareness will bring it a sensation that is tingling. The second finger, be aware of it and it'll tingle. Shift your attention to the third finger and so on. And repeat that on your own as though you were looking through the middle of your forehead. This exercise will teach you to separate from your thinking so that you can bear to hear the truth. So that you should be able to see the problems before you without struggling against it, without burying it again or suppressing it or changing the way you look at things. You will see things as they really are. That's what the exercise is for, to bring you to the light. Exercise your awareness. Every time you see a thought that pulls your way into a daydream, from being aware of your hand in the moment, just be conscious of that dream, and it becomes a thought again. Something you observe and is dispelled in the light of observation. Anytime you find yourself daydreaming, it means that you've fallen into your thoughts. Don't worry. You can't do this exercise very long before you fall into a thought. It's impossible to be able to be objective for very long. In the beginning, it'll take years before you can hold an objective position without falling into thought. Thoughts are powerful. Thoughts have been your refuge. You've trained your thoughts to pull you in. Other people have trained your thoughts to pull you in. The exciting this and the exciting that, the upsetting this, the upsetting that, all produce thoughts that pull you in. Dealing with a problem the only way you know. were conscious of the wrong when you did them. When you come back to consciousness again, you run back into your thoughts, into the hypnotic state of emotionality, and dreaming and worry as a means of escaping reality, as the only means you knew how to cope with a problem was not seeing the problem as a problem.
Being born in sin. You have to realize that and realize
past. Therefore, watch your own hostility. Don't do anything about it, watch it. You can wish it wasn't so. But more important, don't try to stop it. Observe it in the light of reality. Realize it is your weakness. Look at your own hostility, not at the wickedness that produces it. And you'll find your own hostility will subside, leaving you with some reaction, perhaps fear. Watch that too. And it will subside. And you have conquered the moment, every moment. If you've got something to say, say it. If you have something to do, do it. If you have nothing to say, don't be upset, say nothing. If you have nothing to do, don't be upset. And don't do anything. The secret is in the hostility. Whether the evil gets to you or whether it doesn't lies in your hostility, the way you look at your own hostility. Look at it and see that it's your weakness. See that the sin in others has appealed to the sin in you, your judgment, the temptation to judge. Then the temptation to rise above the guilt of that. Run away from it. Judge not, lest you be judged. Discern, yes, but you've been afraid to discern because you haven't known the difference between discerning and judging. You're always judging in your subjective state, in your emotional state. But if you can hold on to the objective state, you'll be able to discern. See evil as evil. The only way you're able to deal with problems before in the subjective emotional state through being tempted was to see the evil in people as good, or to go on judging it as evil, to get above of the judgment of yourself, to get above the judgment of yourself. You had to go on judging, or you had to see the evil as good. You see, the evil in your children is good because they put so much pressure on you that you don't know how to handle this business of judging. So you give in to pressures. You give in to pressures.